Enoch took the scroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just let him on home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heavenbound.
He keeps leading me home.
I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heavenbound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys, I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heavenbound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home. Destined for the throne. No time to slow down. Soon I'll be heavenbound. He keeps leading me home.
My Emmanuel.
You are with me, O Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings off the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. If I send up to heaven or make my bed below, I know your hand will hold me wherever I may go. Before I was formed, you already knew my days. Lord, I have no secrets. You know every path I take. My Emmanuel, you are with me, O Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. Lord, I'm always in your presence. I cannot hide from your love. You're behind me and before me, underneath the map above. The darkness and the light are both the same to you. I can hide from your spirit, even if I wanted to. My Emmanuel, you are with me, O Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. Lord, I'm always in your presence. I cannot run from your love. You're behind me and before me, underneath and up above. The darkness and the light are both the same to you. I would not from your spirit, even if I wanted to. My Emmanuel, You are with me, O Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me.
How precious are your thoughts, O Lord, they're always of me, more in number than the sand,
my Emmanuel. You are with me, O Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me, my Emmanuel. You are with me, O Emmanuel. There's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest sea, even there, you are with me. You left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny. Was a lonely hill up to get the very his life for me. If that is love, then the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky, and the sparrow can't fly. If that is love, then heaven's a myth. There's no feeling like this. If that is in love, even in death he remembered the thieving by his side. He spoke with love and compassion, then he took him to paradise. If that is in love, ocean is dry, there's the stars in the sky, and the sparrow can't fly. If that is in love, then heaven's a myth. There's a feeling like this. If that is in love, even in that thief remembered the thief hanging by his side. He spoke with love and compassion, and he took him to paradise. If that is love, the ocean is dry. There's the stars in the sky, and the sparrow can fly. If that is in love, then heaven's a myth. There's no feeling like this. If that is in love, I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. I need you more today than I did. did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember, I need you more today.
We've got the power
in the name of Jesus.
We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Though Satan rages,
we cannot be defeated.
We've got the power
in the name of the Lord. We've got the power
in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. There the brighter day coming, soon our heartaches will be gone. Sorrow won't be a memory in the light of heaven's dawn. There's a brighter day coming, soon our heartaches will be gone. Sorrow in the light of heaven's dawn. There's a brighter day coming, soon our hearts will be gone. Sorrow won't be a memory in the light of heaven's dawn. In the light of heaven's dawn.
Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the forceful people lay hold of it. Aber von den Tagen Johannes, des Täufers, bis hierher, leidet das Himmelreich Gewalt, und die Gewalt und die reißen es an sich. There's another
translation. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent people, they think, already taken the kingdom, but they really never get that kingdom. And I used to wonder growing up what that scripture means. And I was supposed to translate it from the days of John the Baptist until now. The kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and religion is trying to take it by force. It's a battle between Christianity and religion. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are confused when they look at the, like you were saying this morning, when they look at the Spanish Inquisition, they think it was the Christians that brought on the Spanish Inquisition. No, it was religion. It was the Vatican. The Catholic Church brought that on. And there's the difference between, this is right here what it says, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. Religion. Religion and Christianity, they're always fighting with one another. It's just that's what that scripture means from the days of John the Baptist. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. Who's doing the violencing? It's religion. Here in the last days, everything is open and it's no more concealed. It's no more hidden. I used to wonder. I was brought up on a religious side. The most diabolical, deceptive religious system going, and it's Roman Catholicism on steroids. That's how the right thing is. No, everybody thinks we're out of line when we say that. No, we're just simply exposing it. Finally, here we are in this closing day of the time, exposing it for what it is. It's a spirit behind it. It's a spirit to drive it, just like he drives. That spirit of Satan drives all these religions. Back in the days and in the dark ages, that same spirit was there terrorizing the Christians. Truly what it says from the days of John the Baptist, kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and now all of a sudden, back in the Old Testament time, these religions were not called religion. They were called these gods, these molochs. And they were these gods back then, but now here in this end time, ever since the days of John the Baptist, they switched the talking points here. They switched it, instead of God, they're switching into religions. It's Hutterite religion, the Amish religion, the Mennonite religion, the Catholic religion. They're all just cults. They're all just religion. The Brenhamite religion is because of Brother Brenham. They made a religion out of it, and now if you don't follow their program and their pattern, then they put you in the outs. There are some places and some cities in America where there's three or four groups. They won't talk with one another. This group thinks the prophet said this, and this group thinks the prophet said that, and eventually there's a split. That's what the devil does. He divides and conquers. We're just here. We're just exposed to it. What is that scripture anyway mean? I grew up wondering what that is. Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? Well, obviously it's a bad thing. It's religion against Christianity. And that the masses deceive when they've carried a certain dress code, and they live in a commune, and everything looks hunky-dory from the outside, but inside it's not that rosy. It's built on jealousy and on the natural things of a human being. And we're just exposing it. When we bought this, like we're talking mostly to the Hutterites, and people don't like it when we talk about what we come out of them, we were exposing it. I was in that place. I was in that torture chamber for the best years of my life, and I always wonder why is things going the way they are. And one day I realized I wanted more than they could give me, and I began to realize the reason I can't move on is because these preachers, they're my dad and my father-in-law, my brother-in-laws, they're the ones that are making sure they never go beyond their ideology. You know what I'm trying to say. It's all just an ideology. And I always wanted more because there's something in my heart like a deer painted for the water brook. I was hungry for God and I didn't know why I cannot move on. And I realized they're shutting the door to those that do want to come in. Exactly what Jesus said. You yourself cannot come in. Then what they do, they shut the door to make sure that no, you don't come in yourself. That's exactly what they're doing. And I began to, my eyes would begin to open up bit by bit, and I began to challenge it. And there came a day I was just so hungry for God, like the deer panted for the water brook. And I was willing to, and I was willing to put down my life and fight for what this, to quieten this hunger and this thirst, like the deer panted for the water brook. He wants that water no matter what, and I wanted my soul to be satisfied. And then one day the Lord came on the scene, okay, I saw I was up all night praying, and towards morning, the Lord came in the room. Okay, we got some work to do. I heard your prayers. Let's go up, and I'm going to expose that thing. I'm going to use you to expose that religious system for what it is. And I saw the spirit of the thing. I was shocked to learn that behind that is the spirit of Satan. And then we went up there, and we exposed that thing. And I tell you what, at the end of the day, you got till sundown to get out of here, because they didn't want somebody uprooting their nest, because they had it made there for hundreds and hundreds of years after the darkness. The Satan had that thing locked up tight, and you couldn't get in. And here, when I went up against, I was really going up against Satan. And when I told them these things, they thought I'm blaspheming. And like I say, there's only one thing, and you lock horse with that system. You're not going to, it was like Martin Luther, you know, he was locked horse with the Catholic Church back in the day. And of course, at the end of the day, he was put in the outs. And if the king of Germany wanted to help him, they would have took him down and they would have burned him at the stake. But the king of Mendler, or the king of Germany, he stood with him, and he got a lot of people on his side, and then they couldn't burn him at the stake anymore. But if they lost the land, they would have done the same thing to me. If they lost the land, like we told you yesterday, would have burned me right there. It would have stoned me right there. But see, the lost the land protected me, that they can't kill you here in this country. Not yet anyway. Then here they did everything they could. They took everything away from me, because that kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent, they'll take it by force. They got the rights, you know, they think to do, for now anyway. That's what you want to talk about today. On the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent ages, and then there, and they take it by force if they can.
Heavenly Father, we just want to stop for a moment in time just to look into your word, Lord, to see what you would have for us today, Lord. We just pray and give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do and have done for us, most of all, Lord, that you've opened up your word to us in these closing days of time. You've allowed us to see that gold that's tried in the fire. You've allowed us to see the direction that Laodicea went. They do when they're spewed out, the church world system out here. And you've given us the understanding of it all, and then you brought us to that oasis in these closing days of time. And the mess, your brother Branham and brother Jackson, and we're here. We're just holding the fort, Lord. We just pray for grace to continue to do what you've called us out to do, Lord. Help us to give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, these things up till now, these things were all hidden. Even these people in the pulpit, they think they're doing God a service, because it's hid from their eyes, but they're, like I said, I was so hungry for God, I didn't care what it cost. And when the Lord came on the scene, let's go, we got some work to do, but before we go on this course, I'm going to just warn you, it's going to cost you everything. You're going to lose everything that you have, and overnight you'll just become a vagabond. You won't even have a name. And that's exactly what they did. But he said, before you do, just give me your children, give me everything that you have, and I'll keep it for you. And in the meantime, we got some work to do, and you just have to untangle yourself from that whole Hutterite system. And that's exactly what happened back in the early 90s. And here we are, still fighting for our rights, you know, still fighting for our freedom. And we fought our way, we prayed our way out of that system. It's like Egyptian darkness religion is. It's, you don't know it when you're in there, because, like I say, the people that we talk to, most of these other, they think we're crazy. They think we're blaspheming. They're just waiting for God's stroke of judgment to strike us dead. And here, like a year and 2 years ago, I was sick out to that, and they thought they had my funeral all planned out for them. But see, what the Lord was doing, he was just exposing more of what they're capable of doing. And here, these thugs, these uncircumcised Philistines, they came in here, thought, now we got him, now he's about ready to die, and we're just going to give him a good deal, and he'll come back to the compound. And sure enough, here, my brother-in-law here comes in here one day. He's got a good deal for me. He's going to put me to that Auschwitz rigmarole, and then I become part of the club again. And I said, that's not going to happen.
And see what they do. They never give up.
That's right. It's like the story of David and Goliath. You know, there was David with God, and he didn't need no armory or anything. He knew God was on his side, and there's the big religious Goliaths, that tried to intimidate people, and that's what the Philistines did with David. They tried to intimidate the Israelites with this big Goliath, and they didn't realize that the God was behind the children of Israel. And there came just a little boy called David with five little stones, and he was able to just knock him down with one little stone. And that's what God can do with religion.
Yeah.
It never really can do anything.
It never produces nothing.
No, it can't. Because like it says in 1 Corinthians 1, I was reading it yesterday, and you know, you can really see that God's wisdom and then man's wisdom, the wisdom of this world, mm-hmm. are no match against God's wisdom. That's why a lot of these religions can wrap their mind around Christianity, because like they try to take it in violence, but they don't realize what Jesus said. If you want to become great, you become a servant. And that's one thing that the devil can't do. Because he uses power, he uses money and wealth, and he wants to be worshipped, and he uses sex. He's got things that he uses, and he watches the human, and he's done it since the beginning of time, and he knows how to get to people. A lot of people, because they cannot manufacture Christianity, so they try to take it in violence, mm-hmm. and by force. And you can see it all around the world with religions. When they come into this country, they bring their religion with them, and that's still the same concept. They want to take it everything by force.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it says in 1 Corinthians 1, "For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Think about the circumstances of your call, brother and sisters. Not many were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were born to a privileged position. But God chose what the world thinks foolish to shame the wise. And God chose what the world thinks weak to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, what is regarded as nothing, to set aside what is regarded as something, so that no one can boast in his presence. He is the reason you have a relationship with Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness, sanctification and redemption, so that as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord." So that's where our strength comes from. The strength comes from the Lord, not from these religious organizations. And that's why they can never tap into the wisdom of God, because they can never come to that place, because they want to, like religion wants to dominate people. They want to rule over people. Mm-hmm. But it's the opposite for the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is totally the opposite, and that's why the devil can never really copy it. He tries to copy it, so he creates a counterfeit, and then he tries to take it in violence, but they can never tap into it, because they're just not in their makeup.
Yeah, a few years back, there's this East Indian, he had a guard back there. I felt moved to go help him and take off his vegetables so he could take it down to the market and sell them. So we went and worked for him for about a week or so. And I just felt the Lord moving me to go back and work for him. He's from India. And so we worked there for a while. And then I began to see why the Lord had us working there for him. Because, see, they come here in this country and they think they can take over. So one day he told us to do a certain thing. So, yeah, well, I think picking cucumbers or something. And then I said, and at the end of it all, I said, well, we're not going to be working for you anymore, because I finally found out what you guys are up to. You come in here into this country, and you bring your religion here with it, and you're expected to take over the country. And I said, I saw the spirit of it, what you guys are about, but you're not going to be able to do it, not on our watch, because we got a national anthem, and we got a constitution that you guys from East India, you wouldn't be able to come here and take it over, because there's an invisible cord, like it's almost like a telephone cable. From here, it goes back to your Punjabs and to your
Aymans.
And your Aymans and all that, these strongholds back in India, and then you come in here and you connect this country with it, but it's not going to happen, because last night I cut that thing off, because I saw it through your charade. And here, lo and behold, one day I was driving through a town, and here they are, down by the town hall, about 15 or 12 of them at least, standing in a circle. And what they do, they go down to the town hall, and they do their powwow and their seances and all their garbage. And then they eventually, you know, before you know it, the town is taken over with these Indians. And now you drive through town, the whole town is saturated, every business is saturated with these Indians. But that's what they do. They come in and they bring their religion into this country, but I told them, it's not going to work. You can come here and you can work if you want, but you'll never get the country because we're standing on guard. We got a sign out in our front yard, we stand on guard for D.O. Canada. And you're not going to be able to penetrate that, because it's the Canadian Constitution and we have a national anthem. And you can come here, like I say, and do your work. But that's what they do. It's religion. It's religion versus Christianity. They come in here. We went to Edmonton Lane here throughout the summer. And here, lo and behold, up in Edmonton, all these malls, everything is full of East Indians. Just like somebody opened a floodgate, and all of a sudden, India empties itself. And here they come all in here. And here to Canada, and before you know it, they got the whole city of Edmonton pretty well. And these malls, all you could see was these Indians. And you come to town here at Portis, here they got all the businesses sewn up. They take the kingdom by force. They try to take it by force. Mm-hmm. But we're standing on guard. We got their number. Like we got all these religions and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what's happened down in the States with all these immigrants. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. Behind it is the Roman Catholic Church with this illegal immigration. And behind it all, because I've seen it, behind it all is the churches. The churches of America are doing that because there's a curse on them. Ever since they rejected the prophet, the churches went a different way, and they coerced with the Catholic Church, with the Vatican, and now it's all one big mess. They're the ones that's behind this whole immigration thing. But see, God raised up Donald Trump, and Satan's days are numbered here in America. It's switching over. You can see it down in South America, where this whole Western empire that used to be under Satan's clutches through the Vatican, like South America, is all controlled by the Roman mm-hmm. Catholic Church. They're all just Roman Catholics. Now, we had a talk with the Lord about this thing, and we read a scripture, and we found out that that Catholic Church does not have no mandate here. He's got a mandate over and to unite the to Rome and do his thing over in Europe, where he's got a mandate over there to do this Armageddon thing. But he doesn't have a mandate here. And we just talked to the Lord about it, and we reminded the Lord that Catholic Church doesn't have a mandate here in Canada mm-hmm. and here in the U.S. He's just trying to bully his way in and take it over by force. And mm-hmm. see, that's all part of that. He's a John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent, they think they're taking it, but they never get nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have, like, when you look at the parables, that the parable of the woman who took three measures of meal and she hid it in leaven, that's the Catholic Church. That's what she did. She took those ingredients of a Christian faith, and she hid it in her dogmas, in her creeds, and in her purgatory, and in her penance, and all her diabolical things. That it's that the Word of God was so hidden that people didn't know anything about the Bible anymore, and the Word of God. And that's why Martin Luther is so essential is because God restored what that woman hid. One of the ingredients, he restored the just shall live by faith. And that's why religion has given Christianity a very bad rep. When you will talk to people, they associate Christianity with a religion, and it's not. I used to work with this guy. He was he almost wanted to accuse me of being a Christian, and he wanted to put the Spanish Inquisition on me. Well, Roman Catholicism is not Christianity. It's a religion. It's a religious organization, a denomination, and the Bible clearly tells us what it's all about in the book of Revelation. She has, that's the whore. And then churches that have not moved on with God have become her harlots because they've just done another organization the same way that Mother has, the mother of Roman Catholicism. Those little harlots did the same thing. They organized a denomination, a religious system, and then these systems actually go against Christianity. Because if you're a Christian in that system, then your spirit is always fighting against that religion. And that's why that kingdom of heaven is suffering violence. And it's still suffering violence because the devil wants to take everything by force. And we know that in the end, that the child of God, he can never really take. He can, like it says in one of the beasts, the four horse riders, see to it that you hurt not the oil and the wine, because there is certain things that's off limits to the devil. If you were on fire for the Lord, and if you were, and if that if you keep your limbs trimmed and burning, and you're on sober and vigilant, that devil, you're on to those tactics that the devil has used throughout time to try to destroy a child of God. But if you're sober, and like the Bible gives us so many instructions, then you can really put on that armor of God, and you can come against all his devices that he has.
See, when you bought this property here, there's a big tree out in the front yard. It was here when you bought the property, and when you look at it, it's a big evergreen tree. And then 10, 15 feet up, it splits into two trees. Like, it's almost like a Y. Mm-hmm. And then there's this tree, there this. But they come out of the same root. And we're exposing that hutter, I think. And it's pretty hard to penetrate it because people in there, they think it's a holy thing. And we get some emails and some text messages and stuff like that where they think it's a holy thing. And they think we're blaspheming. But see, God give you this here property, and he's had a tree out there. Now, what I'm trying to get to a point here, when that tree grew years and years ago, and then halfway up, 10 feet up, it split into two trees. And that's exactly what that Gibbon oil affection is. They call them one and two, and they call them one group calls Gibb, and one group calls itself the oiler. And now there's two splits, but they're both out of the same diabolical root. We've said it before, and now that Leonard, he's the pope for the number for the Gibb faction, and then that Acadia guy, he's the pope for the Euler faction, and all that Leonard, all that Acadia guy does, he talks about the forefathers, he can't get off that roller coaster about the forefathers, but he doesn't realize that his forefathers were these henchmen that killed the Christians back throughout the Dark Age, destruction, did everything they possibly could, and he does not realize that he is of that same spirit, that Arno from Acadia there, the Pope of the Euler faction, but they have a way of hiding it. But see, behind it is that same spirit that was on his forefathers, really. His forefathers were these henchmen, like I say. They were these Vatican, they were these Roman Catholic Jesuits
And he's got that same spirit because that's all religion can produce. We've tried to talk to the man and you can't even get near him because he's so convinced he's right and he's brainwashed. And the same with that other guy, with that Leonard. He's the Pope of the Gimp faction. And they're both wrong, you know. Like I say, that tree out there is a prime example. They both pulled from that same religious root. Mm-hmm. And we're just exposing it, and that we have every right to do it, because he said when Jesus comes, he'll expose all the things that are hidden. And now here in these closing days of time, everything is being exposed, exactly mm-hmm. what the Bible says. Before he comes, he'll expose even the thoughts and the intent of a person's heart. And we're just, we're taking time out to expose that whole right thing, because we were in his clutches for all our life, for 45 years of our life. We were in their torture chambers. I know what I went through, and there, how many times I couldn't sleep at night because mm-hmm. I didn't know what I was up against. And then one day I finally found out it's that religious spirit that I'm up against. And I'm not ashamed to say it, because I got the freedom now. Once I know what it's about, I can tell everybody what it's about. It's just a religious system. It's just that kingdom of heaven that suffered violence. That's all it is. It's attacking Christianity. You mm-hmm. can't survive in there as a Christian, as a born-again, spirit-filled Christian. You could be a lukewarm Christian like I was in there for 45 years of my life. But I had to go underground, you know. I couldn't let people know what I believed, because I had to play the game, you know. I had to be a hypocrite there for most of my life. And then one day the Lord moved on me to go up and expose that thing. And that's exactly what I did. And to this day, we're still exposing it. And just no end to what it does. And today, we're saying, we're telling you that scripture from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violent, they think they're taking it by force, but they never, that religious thing, it never produces.
Nope.
All you're doing, you're just becoming an agent of Satan. You're working for the devil, and that's what you do when you work at that calling. You're not working for the Lord, because they got no room. They have no affiliation with Christianity, because the proof is in the pudding. The minute I came up against them and I told them what they are and I exposed that thing, hey, you got the little sundown to get out of here. Because these two can't mix together. Like mm-hmm. I used to listen, go to church, and I think it's somewhere back at somewhere in the Bible that the soda mitzvah shamea, it's an atuta, was described. And I used to wonder, what does that mean? That sodomite sea is going to spew out his dead fish. Well, once you become dead to that system, they can no more deceive you. What they'll do, they'll spew you out. And that's exactly what that scripture means. That sodomite sea is going to spew out his dead fish. You know, when you come, like I say, when you come, become dead to the system, believe you me, they'll make sure they get rid of you.
Mm-hmm. You could trace it right back to Genesis. Between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman,
mm-hmm.
like you'll put enmity, and you can see that enmity has been there for ages. Like when you become a child of God, like when the Lord saves you and you live for Him, you are dead to that religious system, and that's the enmity that's there. And Jesus warned us that He said He didn't come to bring peace,
mm-hmm.
but a sword, and mm-hmm. there's going to be division within your own family because of when the Lord calls you, you become His. You mm-hmm. don't become a religious or a member of a religious organization, but mm-hmm. you're led and guided by His Spirit.
Amen to that. Mm-hmm. That's all we're doing. We're just exposing things. That's the job that the Lord has planned for us to do, to expose the unfruitful works of darkness. And like I say, it's not just that other, right? It's all these religions out there and here, and these closing days of time, there's going to be a great separation. And these religions, they're going to go right back to Mama, right back to the Vatican. Eventually, there's only going to be a one world church, and then there's the Christians. It's going to be a separation coming, and it's already happening. We're just, all you gotta do, once you expose it, and then people believe it, they see you right at the front of the right. Once it's exposed, it can't navigate anymore. And that's mm-hmm. what these East Indians, these Sikhs, They're even worse than the Muslims are. But let's see, they're more or less a little bit more hidden. But they're just as deadly as any other religion. That's what religion is. It's the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. That's what you can see over the Middle East. You see these people that are over there always fighting for property, always fighting for a stake. These over in Gaza, they're all fighting for that land. And at the end of the day, it's going to become, it belongs to Israel. But in the meantime, they're all fighting for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like these Middle Eastern people. And here we're just exposing it for what it is. It's all just fighting for that. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. Mm-hmm. And Satan never gets anything. He's just using people. Just like you can see over in Gaza how these terrorists, how they're using their own people as shields and they're just using them. And now all of a sudden they're killing him off, left, right, and center. That's all the devil does. He just uses people. And when he's done with them, he just discards them or kills them. But Christianity, it doesn't do that. It doesn't use people. And, you have it right before your eyes, and people just can't see it. But what we're doing, we're exposing it for what it is.
Right.
It's the spirit of Satan.
Uh-huh. And we know all this is on its way out.
Yeah.
Because the Satan was given 6,000 years, and that's it. And then he's going to be locked up for 1,000 years. And in that process, that whole plan of redemption is going to be completed. Redemption and restoring of all things and the restitution of all things. And we know that in the millennium, that cleaning house and its beginning, you can see it happening in America.
Mm-hmm.
How you're getting rid of all this illegal immigration, the drugs that they're smuggling in here into this country from Venezuela and other countries. They're just blowing up those ships and destroying them.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're meaning to destroy America. And if America is destroyed, then the whole world of civilization is gone.
Yeah.
And that's why the devil has put so much emphasis and so much ammunition in trying to destroy America. With everywhere you look, with illegal immigration, with drugs, with these Chinese coming in here with their filth, and all these Eastern religions, that dark omen that George Washington saw coming and invading this land here. And it's not meant for good. Like Benjamin Franklin, when they made a constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the people were wondering what they had established. He said they have made a republic, and if you can keep it, because it's not for people that want planned destruction. It's for people that want to are virtuous and want to live upright for God and country and have a decency in themselves to, you know, there's a moral decency in people. And if people do not have that, you're just looking at those medieval countries in the Eastern Middle East there. They're always fighting against the only democracy in the Middle East. They're fighting against Israel. See, that's what the enemy does. He fights against what God has established. And that's what he established North America here for the free world. So that people can come here and serve God and country, not their religious ideologies.
Mm-hmm. But today we're exposing the unfruitful works of darkness, and that's our job. We're letting people know where we're living in time. We're telling people know what that Benhamite religion is. We're letting people know what that Hutterite religion is. And we're exposing these uncircumcised Philistines. Behind it is a religion. But it's hidden, you know, it's hidden behind religion, behind a form of godliness, behind a cloak of religion that when we talk, they think we're blaspheming, but we're just doing our job. And then at the end of the day, hopefully when everything will be said and done, we'll get a crown of life. We'll get a reward for all our efforts. In the meantime, we'll just keep doing what we're doing. And that's what the Lord wanted us out to do. And you could take it to the bank, because it's going to happen exactly the way the scripture says it. In the meantime, we're just doing our job.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just went over that topic, Lord. The kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, Lord, and throughout time we can see it, how the devil has tried to destroy everything that you have brought to life, Lord. And he's an imitator, a counterfeiter, everything that's meant to destroy, Lord. And we just pray for North America, Lord, and for Israel, Lord, that you'll continue to protect it, Lord, with your almighty hand, Lord, that all those working and forces of evil cannot invade and take over, Lord. So we pray for Canada, for United States, for Israel, and people, Lord, that want to serve you, Lord, with their hearts and with their minds, Lord, so they can have a place in the millennium reign, Lord. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.